May the words of my mouth, meditation of my heart, be acceptable in your sight, Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. That story reminds me of the fact that when Jesus came, he didn't just come to reveal the truth about God, which he did. It says about him in John chapter 1, that no man has seen God at any time, but Christ has revealed him, explained him, is actually the word there. But he also came to tell the truth about mankind. He lived on earth as a son of man and was the prototype of the new creation. He was never less than God, but he lived on earth as man, revealing God by the power of the Holy Spirit. And what's interesting is that when they encountered Jesus in that story, what made them conclude that they were offended with him is because he was just a guy, and they knew his family. And so how could just a guy demonstrate such supernatural stuff? How could just a person do that? What they had lost sight of, what the enemy had totally accomplished, what the world has lost sight of, is that God created human beings to demonstrate his life and to do supernatural stuff. The life of the fallen person is abnormal. The life of a person in union with God demonstrating the life, nature, and power of God is normal. And they were offended with someone who was displaying normal humanity from God's perspective and didn't know what normal was anymore. The sad thing is that for many in the church, we've settled for a gospel that's a philosophy. But we have no expectation of supernatural living that would give demonstration of the likeness of God. Yet we were created to carry his image and to display his likeness. And so we've dummied it all down so that we can change what normal is from God's point of view and be settled with abnormal. I remember some years ago, and I guess this is not the message I was going to speak, I'll speak tomorrow, something about the way Bracken reads the gospel that lures me into the story. He's a good storyteller. Some years ago, had always been praying for people to be healed. I was very content with them not being because I rarely ever saw it. So I pretty much had this line always ready to explain that God is sovereign, he's good, and you know, he always accomplishes good things, and he causes all things to work together for good. And that's still true, right? But to me, that was like the normal. And that was the normal thing I was always prepared to tell. And then as I began, the Lord lured me back in to just investigating the life of Christ. Jesus said, even as the Father sent me, so send I you. What does Christ-likeness look like? We all say that every Christian's called with that common purpose. What does Christ-likeness look like? Oh, being really sweet when people are mean to you. It's got to be more than that. It's the life we see Christ living in the Scriptures. That's what Christ-likeness looks like. And anything less than that we settle for, we've somehow take it to be our privilege to totally adjust what God believes is normal, so that we won't feel bad about it. Was Christ-likeness holiness? Yes. But is Christ-likeness also supernatural signs and wonders because of love? It's about love. It's not about showing off. It's not about drawing attention to you. It's about preaching the good news to the afflicted. And the good news to the afflicted is you don't have to be afflicted anymore. And so when I began to look into healing stuff again, and I began to see, the plumb line began to hold me accountable, the life of Christ. And I was reminded that the plumb line also is there to demonstrate, as his new body, the life that he lives. It wasn't like, okay, I've done it, now tag, you're it, now you go do it, Chuck. It was like, I'll crucify the old, I'll raise up the new in union with me, and I guess what, I'll do all this stuff through you. You just got to believe me and let me do it. And the Lord asked me this simple question. He said, Chuck, what was normal? What was before the fall or what was after the fall? This was a real theological adjustment to me. I said, well, absolutely, of course, before the fall is normal. He said, then why are you accepting things as normal that are abnormal from my perspective? Jesus came to bring to a stop the reign of sin and sin's impact. He came announcing and inaugurating the kingdom of heaven, and he as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We are sent out as citizens in union with that King to announce and to demonstrate that the reign of Christ, normal, is back on the table. and then enforce normal. The enemy's been defeated. He just doesn't believe that you believe that. He's a trespasser. Trespassers walk on places that don't belong to them. Just because it once did doesn't mean it does anymore. We've just dummied down the Christian life. In terms of the area of holiness, victory over sin in your own personal life, and victory over the powers of darkness in the lives of others that we're called to blow out of the water. We've settled for less than normal, stamped at Christianity, and just sort of hum along like, la, 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 God, don't talk to me, la, 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 I'm comfortable with this, don't tell me this is normal, la, 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 I feel good about this, this fits my personality better, yada, 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 yada. Come on, give me a break. They were offended because they lost sight of normal. Why did so many Bible-believing, born-again Christians get so offended with the charismatic movement? Because they lost sight of what normal. Now, I know the charismatic movement has done some bizarre and crazy things. That's why part of the deal of Christ-likeness is also holiness. But the miraculous lifestyle of signs and wonders is normal. And Christians freaked out because they no longer had a biblical understanding of what normal looks like for a human being in union with God. So all we're doing when we minister to people expecting signs and wonders to come is we're just acting normal. And we're demonstrating normal. We're telling them what you've settled for is abnormal. God's reconciled the whole world to himself. You don't have to settle for this anymore. There's a new king and a new kingdom. Let me introduce you to him and his reign. You know, I'm not a political talker. I get really frustrated when I have Christians try to force me into siding with some political group, and I have dug my heels in and adamantly refused to do so. I've made it really clear in terms of voting. I'm pro-life. There you go. Beyond that, they all drive me crazy. But what I see happening, what's going on, what's happening from this whole thing that's happening from the beginning to all that's going on, it's because human beings no longer know what normal is anymore. Normal's not about racism, and normal can't be racism, and normal can't be revenge, and normal can't be hatred, normal can't be violence and murder. It can't be any of that at any level from wherever it comes from. That's not normal. And no laws can make people act normal. You and I are the only ones who have the answer to what's going on. We talked about this prophetically Sunday. Jesus is the desire of the nations. And everything that we see happening, from original evil where some person's murdered in the name of law and order, and then now in anger and frustration, people's lives are being destroyed, thinking somehow America's going to fix it all. We'll elect somebody who'll fix it all. That's nonsense. It's a hard issue. And all these things are happening because no matter what people are saying, no matter what they're doing, if you could get quiet enough as an enthroned person ascended with Christ and listen, do you know that you can hear better from in a place of ascension? And as that person listen, what you would truly hear are sounds that sound like, help me, God help me, God help us, Jesus love me. Those are the sounds. The corporate sounds, help me, love me. Well, why do we need revival in America? Because people will not change until the church is acting so normal that we begin to have impact and influence on a mass level in this country and around the world. They were offended with Jesus because he was normal. God help us to demonstrate normal so that human beings have a vision that God has already answered their heart cry. To help me. He did it 2,000 years ago when he reconciled the whole world. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.